It's 8:36. Every single Thursday around this time, we check in with our beloved friends, family, fellow Namibians that are in the diaspora, fellow Namibians that are all over the world that find themselves in different places. And last week, Friday, Shaquan checked in with Osi Gloria.
Thursday.
Last week, Thursday, Osi Gloria shared her story, and she's based in the U.S., by the way.
Is there anything that I'm looking forward to when I get back is really just being home with my siblings. That really, really excites me. I can't wait to see them. I'm going to run and hug them and kiss them and just like, oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so cool. I replay this image in my head like probably 100 times in my mind in a day.
And today, we're going to check in with Karen,
who is in Barcelona.
Yes, so
learn something new today. It's actually not pronounced Barcelona. It's actually pronounced Barcelona.
And you know what? I actually want to ask these so-called Namibian fans of the actual team. If they knew that.
They didn't.
They're out just supporting teams that they don't even know. Barcelona. Yes.
Don't be that person. Don't be a hater.
In football, let's check in with Karen and let's hear her story.
Buenos, buenos, buenos dias, Fresh Family. My name is Karen, or you can simply call me Kay. I hail from Windhoek, but currently residing in Barcelona. I moved here 9 years ago, and I can honestly say it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in life, and I kid you not. Having moved here, like anyone can imagine, of course it was not a walk in the park. It was a different world for me, from just, you know, the food, the culture, their mindset, to the language. Everything was brand new. It took me some time to establish myself and eventually call Barcelona home. I was ready to jump on board and get to understand my new world, from, you know, getting a job to making friends to signing up for language exchange nights. Living in Barcelona has, of course, its great perks. I call it the traveling hub, or the epicenter of going anywhere in the world, traveling anywhere in the world. There's always a cheap flight to outbound somewhere, even for the weekend. Like, honestly, you can get a very cheap flight for the same price of getting a pair of jeans. So you can go out, you can fly out on Friday after work, and then come back on Sunday evening and be ready to go to the office on Monday. And I've been to 30-plus countries, so go figure. Wow. Well, with a beautiful Namibia-like summer weather here in Barcelona, people from all over Europe, or actually even all over the world, flock to Barcelona just to come enjoy summer. Oh, my goodness, the magnitude of people during summer here is appalling. Sometimes I'm like, why are there so many tourists? But then the locals are probably like, why are there so many expats? So, hypocrite, I know. Barcelona is a metropolitan city. You'll find people from all walks of life, to be honest. From gothic people to atheists, to everything, to plastic Barbie girls, Barbie people, Kenan, whatever they're called. But because of its metropolitan diversity and diversity that it has also helped me shed more light on the whole LGBTQIA plus community. Like, I had no idea about this when I was in Namibia, but now I'm more open and more understanding to the whole community at large. In Barcelona, it's a great concert or musical hub. Every artist on a world tour always makes a stop in Barcelona. I've been blessed to go to many concerts ranging from Chris Brown to Lady Gaga, Beyonce, a whole lot. But, of course, home will always be home. I miss our organic food, you know, organic meat, the Ubuntu for togetherness, the hype around dancing. People don't dance around here. You know, those village holidays and the celebrities. I know. I miss them a great deal. Yeah, great, guys. So if you do ever find yourself in Barcelona, please do holler at me. Always ready to accommodate a fellow Namibian. Well, on that note, do have yourself a beautiful, beautiful day ahead, and take care of yourselves, take care of others, love yourself first before you get to love anybody else, and stay well.
I think that was beautiful from Karen.
She said she's been to 30 plus countries.
30 plus countries.
Imagine a plane ticket is the same price as a pair of jeans in Spain. It's wild, hey?
I mean, she always tells me, NSK, just come.
Yeah.
At least just come for summer or whatever. I'm that ticket to go there.
Exactly.
She's like, yeah, just Zulite and come, and then when you're here, I'll plug you.
But it's the same thing as well with my sister who lives in Canada. She's invited me so many times to actually come. Because she says that we can go to, you know, the islands around there. Like, literally, like, the tickets are so cheap. Accommodation is so cheap. Like, the cocktails are cheap. Like, everything is cheap. So, maybe let's look into it. Maybe go to, like, for next year.
What? Yeah, invite the fresh breakfast team.
Yes.
Like, pay for a ticket and stuff.
I was about to say, breakfast is on us every day.
Yes.
But
so
this
at
treat...
least sort us out.
You must.
Thank you so much, Karen. Shab.
Catch the latest African news on the Africa Daily Report at